This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCIC, and welcome to News West for the 22nd of December 2024. Now to VK6 Santa from the North Pole Amateur Radio Club.
Ho, ho, Santa is on the air. Join the VK6 Santa Amateur Radio Net. Dear friends, season's greetings from the North Pole. I'm thrilled to announce a very special holiday treat for all radio enthusiasts and their families. This year, Santa Claus has been granted an official Australian call sign, VK6 Santa. To celebrate, I will be operating an amateur radio net each day, giving children and the young at heart a chance to talk directly with me over the airwaves. Whether you'd like to share your Christmas wishes, ask about life at the North Pole, or just chat with Santa, I'd love to hear from you. The net will be operated daily from the 1st to the 24th of December with the below schedule of frequencies and times, AWST, UTC plus 8. 2 meters, 146.550 megahertz, QRM, Saturdays and Sundays, 16 o'clock to 16:30, 10 meters, CES 28.916 megahertz, QRM, SAF, Monday through Friday, 18 o'clock to 18:30 AM, Saturday and Sunday, 17 o'clock to 17:30.
20 meters, 14.316 megahertz, QRM, Monday through Friday, 18:45 to 19:15, Saturday and Sunday, 17:45 to 18:15, 40 meters, 7.216 megahertz, QRM,
Monday through Friday, 19:30, 20:00, Saturday and Sunday, 18:30, 19:00.
It's a magical time of year, and I can't wait to connect with you on the air.
Spread the word, warm up your rigs, and let's make the inaugural VK6 Santa Net
to remember 73 and Merry Christmas. St. Nicholas, VK6, Santa North Pole Amateur Radio Club.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. When you key your transceiver, as in you trigger the push-to-talk or PTT button, you close a switch that activates the transmitter and in turn allows your voice to make it through the microphone and radio via the coax out to the antenna and the world. When you release the button, the transmission stops. This is pretty much how we are taught that a radio transceiver works, essentially switching between transmit and receive depending on the state of that magic switch. If you want to create a transmitter in software using GNU Radio, you might get to a point where you start looking for a conditional block, a magic piece of code that you can add to the system that checks the state of the PTT button and sets the state of your contraption accordingly. In programming terms, you might start looking for an if-then-else block, as in if PTT then transmit, else receive. Let me save you the trouble of looking for such a thing because it doesn't exist. With that revelation, you are forgiven if you come to the conclusion that you cannot create a PTT system using GNU Radio. It's a perfect example of attempting to think in a certain way, and I'd like to show you that there are alternatives, if only to help you experience an insight into how we do the things we do. I've told this story before, but it bears repeating. Over a decade ago, I was helping with the erection of an antenna during a field day. It was a massive multi-element 10-meter Yagi, heavy, unwieldy, and precariously bolted to the top of a spindly mast strapped to the tray of a ute. Before lifting it to the top of the mast, I was tasked with checking the SWR. I dutifully plugged in the coax, turned on my radio, keyed the microphone, and confidently reported a 1-to-1 SWR. Over the next hour, the antenna was manhandled into the air by half a dozen people, and we set about making noise, only to discover that the SWR was horrible. My lesson was that you need to whistle or hum into the microphone when you use SSB to test the SWR. Said differently, using SSB, if you transmit no sound, there is no signal and no standing wave to measure. Right now, you're likely to picture a PTT switch as switching between open and closed. In one state, nothing gets through. In the other, everything gets through. For example, you could construct a switch where in one position your analog signal is connected to ground and disappears. In the other state, it reappears. If you think about it, yelling into a microphone whilst not activating the PTT does exactly this. A software-defined radio, or SDR, uses an analog-to-digital converter, or ADC, to receive an analog signal from an antenna and convert it into a series of numbers. To transmit, it uses the reverse, a digital-to-analog converter, or DAC, that converts a series of numbers into an analog signal. No analog signal means a voltage that doesn't change. In the digital world, it's the same, a series of numbers that don't change. When you multiply a number by zero, you get zero, and when you multiply a number by one, you get the number. So, if you were to take a digital signal, which is nothing more than a series of numbers, and multiply it with zero, you'd get a series of zeros. If you multiplied by one, you'd get the original numbers. If you sent that series to an SDR transmitter, remember it's essentially nothing more than a digital to analog converter, you'd get either no signal when you were converting only zeros, or you'd get an analog signal when you're converting numbers. So, if you made a button that changed a variable to one when you pressed it and changed it to zero when you released it, you could multiply your digital signal by that variable and switch between getting a series of numbers or a series of zeros. Remind you of anything? That button that changes between zero and one is your software-defined PTT. It represents the software version of a switch, and it shows us that signal processing requires that you look at problems in subtly different ways. This all to illustrate that using GNU Radio is going to take some time to get your head around. For some, this happened years ago. For others, like myself, we're in the thick of it. While you're thinking about that, consider time. What type of time accuracy would you need to synchronize two signals from two different antennas, and why would you want to? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Maurice Veith, K6HLY, has established a Winlink gateway on 147.550 at his home, QTH, as part of the Peel Amateur Radio Group Winlink Gateway range of frequencies. That new 2-meter frequency again is 147.550. Maurice also hosts a Winlink gateway on 80 meters from his home, QDH. Peel Amateur Radio Group Winlink gateways also operate on 40, 20, and 15 meters plus 70 centimeters. Frequencies are listed on the Peel Amateur Radio Group website.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur license test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications. The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m., we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagChu newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
The Peel Amateur Radio Group ParkFest is on Saturday, February 15th at the Mandurah Bowling Club. Make a note in your diary now. Saturday, February 15th, the doors open to the public at 9 a.m. with a mega raffle, door prizes, displays, barista coffee, hot food, guest speakers, and of course, bargains at the swap meet. At around 12 noon, the Parg mega raffle will be drawn with thousands of dollars of great prizes. You have got to be in it to win it. If you want to book a free table or tables for your displays and swap meet items, please contact the Parg secretary now before it is too late. Last year, we actually ran out of tables and had to ask people to BYO. For more information, go to the Parg website, www.parg.org.au. That web address again is www.parg.org.au. www.parg.org.au. It is going to be another great amateur radio event, so make a day of it in Mandurah on Saturday, February 15th.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Roy VK, 6X-ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 22nd of December. Almost Christmas, almost the new year. Today I have the following for you. I'm from John, VK6 Juliet Foxtrot. A couple of good reads here. He's got a paperback version of Dick Smith, My Adventurous Life, as new, unread, and it comes for $15. It's a paperback, probably autobiography of Dick Smith's life and adventures, and also is a I.M. Hotel Oscar, India Mike Hotel Oscar, It's a good read, and he's keeping his hardback version, but selling the other one. And has also has a Duratec Tango Sierra 1113 Pro Gas Soldering Kit, unopened, worth about $98 at JCarn. John's price, $80 only. If you're interested, please contact John, VK6 Juliet Foxtrot. Mobile number is 0413-896-371. 0413-896-371. Next group of items, I still have a power supply, homebrew, 13.8 volts, 20 amps possibly, $20 for that. There's also a ATU homebrew, $50 or nearest offer. 2-meter handheld Fox Tango 209 Romeo Hotel by Yaesu, plus manual, $10. There's also a low-pass filter, 0 to 30 megahertz, two of those available, $10 a piece, and a mystery bag of bits and pieces. If you're interested in those items, please contact David, who's back from his world tour. And you may contact David, VK6, Papa Yankee November, on his mobile 0450-031-452. 0450-031-452. That brings it to the close for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for those who have bought some of that stuff from David, and just a few items there that may be interested for a Christmas present for you or your partner. This is Roy now wishing you 7-3, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all the rest of the stuff that goes about this time of year. 7-3 for now, VK6XRayVictor, on my email address, VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com, for any items for next week or the next year. 7-3.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.